Call the meeting to order. It's a regular meeting of the Improvements Committee, October 3rd, 8 a.m. Good morning. Who's going to start?
Oh, I can get cracking, Marty, if you want.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Good morning, everybody. You may have heard that we're having a town hall meeting on the 2nd of November, 6 to 9, at the Country Club in the Myriad Room. We'll have representatives from Adkins Engineering and Madaus Water Management to present the latest findings of the water demand portion and the existing supply portion of the Integrated Water Master Plan. The agenda is envisioned as attached. Start with introductions. Stephen Booth has volunteered to be our moderator. I'll be discussing a brief overview over what an Integrated Water Master Plan is and where we are in the process, and then I'll turn it over to our consultants. They'll be discussing the existing water supply evaluation portion of the Integrated Water Master Plan, and then we'll move over to the newer portion, the work a lot of work we've been doing lately, and that's the demands, water demand evaluation portion of the Integrated Water Master Plan. Then we'll open it up to community comments and questions for the remainder of the meeting. Next item.
Can I ask you about that?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Are we going to get some preliminary information before the meeting?
Yes, it's my plan to roll out the water demands portion of the story map at least 10 days before the meeting, so people have an opportunity to review and look at the information and get up to speed prior to the meeting.
Okay, good idea.
I'm pushing for 2 weeks, but you know, if we minimum 10 days.
Great.
Okay.
For our SB 170 project updates, there's currently no update since our board meeting. For electrical work at Lost Lake, last I left before my vacation, utility crew was preparing on trenching for the new electrical conduit this week in Lost Lake. Travis, do you have any updates for us on that?
That's got pushed back. They're installing the meter at the airport.
Oh, did that take longer than?
Yeah, that took longer than expected. So they got the trenching done mostly yesterday. They got to finish up.
Wait, trenching at the airport?
At the airport.
Okay.
And so they're getting that done. They're hoping to have the pipe installed today. So
I'll get with Ron.
Right.
But I'm hoping at least starting next week we can get that trenching done with the Lost Lake. Get
correct.
That electrical project. Jeremy's all ready to go.
Jeremy's ready to go. We just need to get the trenching done.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for the update, Travis. Our lift station 3B update, the improvements have been completed and a successful start of the station has occurred. The bypass has been removed and the station is working on its own with the new pumps. We have one change order that was submitted by the contractor due to the existing utility box being too small to house the isolation and check valves. This was something that wasn't caught on the submittal review. Staff will be procuring and installing the replacement utility box in-house. The contractor wanted, in my opinion, too much for the change order. So we should be, I'll catch up with Ron to see if that's already been ordered, and then that's something that's fairly straightforward for our crew to install. Range maintenance, we have contracted, as you know, with the California Conservation Corps, and they've been performing weed abatement. I hear it's been going slower than we had hoped, but we also need to keep in mind that we're having them pull out a lot more weeds out of the flow line than we have in the past, so we may or may not have to extend that contract. I have to catch up with the utility crew and see what's happening. So that's all I had.
You mean the contract was just for a certain period of time?
We contracted for a I think it was a two-week period.
Oh, I
to
see.
To bring the crew out, and there's a crew of nine people.
Oh, okay. So if they can't get it done, we might extend it.
We might have to extend it. I don't know any of the specifics yet, but...
Okay.
We are doing a little bit more work than we have in the past, a little more preventative work, so it's going to take a little longer.
Okay. We don't have any public here.
It's gone.
Do you have any comments?
Pretty much gone, and they did testing on it.
She can't talk. Because it's a Brown Act violation.
Okay. I have a couple of questions. One is, did Yost start their work?
Yeah, they're under contract, so my assumption is that they've started it.
Okay. Second one, do we know anything about the property transfer at the Wooden Bridge? You know, we've been talking about it for years. And
yeah, Andrew Ramos and I have been going back and forth on emails for that, and we're still getting an understanding of the intent and purpose of it. And actually, maybe you can kind of fill me in, because what I've provided him, he's still wanting to hear a little bit more about the rationale behind giving it back.
Yes, it's so their bridge is under their property, is my understanding.
The footings are were deeded over to us,
yeah.
And so the bridge in total is theirs.
Right. The bridges.
The bridges, and do we have any infrastructure on the bridge?
Not that I know of.
No cameras, no. Nothing.
We don't. There was an issue about a storm drain line over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the CIA ditch, I believe, runs through that footing area.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Mr. Sullivan was making noise about last time we tried to successfully transfer.
Yeah.
I think, if I understand correctly, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought the reason that we wanted to transfer it back mm-hmm. was, you know, just for overall liability reasons, just to have it off our books completely.
Yeah.
That was my understanding at the time. And I know this is something that's been kicked down the can for at least since I've been here.
Yeah, I thought the legal descriptions have already been prepared.
We have a title report.
I think he was mostly just trying to understand the broad rationale behind it. And so liability is a good one. I think that'll be compelling. And then also maintenance costs. Is that another item that we could... Are there any maintenance costs, like weeding around the footing? Or
not really.
If the abutment washed out, it would be their problem.
Huh? Yeah, I mean, the CIA ditch runs through the footing area. It's always better... If there's no value, in my mind, if there's no value to the district for owning the land, and it wasn't ours to begin with, it would make sense to get it off our books. Just in case there's some weird thing with the bridge footing, or just to be done.
I think Randy knows the story better than I do, but I think we were just an intermediary to make that happen. And since it's all done, we don't need to be an intermediary anymore.
I think it was one of those, we'll help out RMA get their project done, and then it didn't transfer things back like we should have.
Okay.
I'll pick it up again with Andrew.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that last we left it was all he has to really do is provide the paperwork to transfer it, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he knows the process. I think he was just, you know, trying to figure out the why, you know, to make sure it was in the best interest of the district. And so it went back burner for a week or so. But I'll get him back on it.
Okay, well, this is a short meeting. Thank you much, and we're adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you.